shop around.
Like, I will. I think it's the right decision. I think it's everybody here is obviously most concerned about their families, their friends, the city of Houston back home. So I think it's extremely important that we get home as quickly as we possibly can. I know we're all very excited to get back there and see our people, but then also to start helping. I know my guys, the team has been incredible throughout the whole thing. Everybody's asking how they can help. Everybody's asking what they can do. And I think we're just very, very excited to get back there, be with our city, and help our city rebuild. Yeah, first thing I'm going to do is hug my girlfriend, and then we're going to get to work. You know, I think that we've all seen what's happened. We just passed the $6 million mark on the fundraiser. I've upped the goal to $10 million because everything's bigger in Texas, and why not shoot for $10 million, see what we can do. I've already begun the process. We're filling the semi-trucks as we speak. Many people have donated their trucks, their time, donated food, water, clothing, generators, things like that. The goal is this weekend, we're going to get those trucks down here by this weekend, and hopefully the tentative plan is Sunday. We're going to have a bunch of my teammates are going to help me out in a few different locations around town to be determined, and we're going to hand out those supplies. The whole process, I'm going to keep the people updated. I want these people to know that their money is going directly to the people of Houston. I want them to be able to see that their money is going directly to the people. So I'll keep you updated the whole time. Our first wave of things is hopefully Sunday, delivering things to the people of Houston. And I'm also working, I want you to know that when I say Houston, I mean Rockport, I mean Victoria, things like that. So it's not just the Houston metropolitan, it's everywhere. So thank you to everybody who's donating. Please, please keep donating. We're going to try and get to $10 million.
What's it been like watching the video? What's your message?
It's been very difficult. It's been extremely difficult to watch, but it's also been unbelievably motivational to see firefighters, policemen, everyday citizens out in boats helping each other out, lifting each other up. It's an unbelievable thing to witness what happens in a time of crisis. The most difficult times bring out the best in humanity. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. I think we're seeing humans helping humans. It doesn't matter rich, poor, black, white. It doesn't matter. Everybody's helping everybody. And I think that's what's most important at a time like this. And it's incredible to witness. I think that's great. I think that to see what everybody's done, the McNairs, Mr. Alexander, Mr. Crane, people from all over the world who have donated, I think it's so incredible to see people come together for something like this, and we're going to do everything that we can to rebuild the city. And it's not just the big donors either. I want everybody to know that it's the small donors. It's the people donating $5, $10, whatever you can donate, it's incredibly appreciated. And like I said the whole time, I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to get that money directly out to the people. That's what we're working on right now. So we have a team of people back in Houston who are helping me. We're basically trying to find, A, the safest areas we can get to, obviously. We don't want to put anybody in danger. But then, B, the areas that need it the absolute most. And so we're going to try and set up, literally it's going to be open up the back of a semi-truck and start handing out water, start handing out clothes. So it's going to be, it's a fluid situation. It's obviously very difficult to coordinate so rapidly, but it's awesome to see the volunteers we've had so far help. And I just want you to know I'm doing my best. I'm not going to be perfect at this, I can promise you, because it's happening on the fly and I've never done anything like this. But I'm doing everything I can and we're going to make it as good as we possibly can. It's not me. I'm just the one organizing it. It's all these people donating. It's all these volunteers. It's all the firefighters and policemen and citizens out helping each other. I'm just a guy who's trying to organize it all and make sure that we do whatever we can and use my platform as best I can to organize it. There's so many people out there that want to help. We just needed somebody to organize it. And I'm just very glad that I could use my flat platform to help organize it. It was subdued joy because we're obviously extremely sensitive of the situation. We're excited to get back and help. But I think guys just want to see their wives. Guys want to see their kids. Guys want to see their families. So that's going to be a very nice thing just to get back and to be able to embrace their families and everybody can see that each other is safe and then we can start that rebuilding process. And one thing I do want to say is just because the storms are receding, just because the water levels are lowering, doesn't mean we can stop raising money, doesn't mean we can stop thinking about these victims. That's such an important message right now. Just please keep donating, keep raising awareness, keep helping each other out. This is not a one day, this is not a 1 week process. This is going to be a very, very long process. And Houston, I just want you to know that we're going to be with you every step of the way.
You rattled off some names yesterday.
Yeah.
Who else have you heard from since? Anybody can share with us?
I mean, it's been awesome. From near and far, from big businesses to athletic programs to musicians to community leaders. It's been, I can't even begin to explain what it's like. So you'll see more in the coming days, I'm sure, but there's so many people I wish I could recognize every single person by name, because everybody deserves to be recognized by name. If you're donating, please put your name on there, because you deserve to be recognized. You deserve to get the credit, because you are helping people. So thank you to everybody, and we're going to do our best. I'm excited to get back. Houston, we're coming home, and we're going to help you. I think we're all going into a bit of a situation where we don't necessarily know exactly what we're going to find. I know a couple guys have, 2 feet of water in their homes. Other guys were in evacuation zones and they had to move. People had to be rescued by boat. That's the thing about all this that hits so close to home, is that this isn't something we're just witnessing on TV and helping from afar. This is happening to our people. Guys on these buses right here have been displaced from their homes. Their families have been gone. Their homes are being lost. So it hits very, very close. And I think that's why we're so passionate. That's why we're so excited to help rebuild our city. Anyone else? Thank you, guys.